Ted's been an important composer on the scene for a number of years, and his recent release on Shifting Paradigm Records called Joyfire is a mix of genres and includes what we've heard from Ted in his compositions and what he played on the main stage of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival a number of years ago. But the scope of that release is really deep.
Steve, which Ted Olson Quintet recording did you select for the Twin Cities Jazz Sampler Volume 3?
Something called Intermezzo, and the parenthetical title is Aquarelles. And I don't know what that means. You'll have to come to the show, and Ted, I'm sure, will announce the deep meaning behind this name.
You have become, through the projects that you do, you book jazz series, you put together jazz CDs composed of multiple artists. When you curate a project such as the Jazz Sampler Volume 3, you have many artists to choose from, but there are some that play kind of on the cutting edge, some that play in a more conservative way, and in the case of Lila Ammons, she's really reflecting off a famous family in jazz.
That's very true. Lila's work on her latest CD, Legacy, is an homage to her family heritage. And the fact that she comes from jazz royalty and herself, she's a versatile musician. She's traveled the world as a blues singer, and that experience is brought to bear on the craftsmanship and artistry of this release that she's put out, that I could not resist having this on the sampler. And again, because the release happened within the time frame of assembling these tracks, it was just one of the jewels on this release. Her tune, Monk's Dream, her arrangement of Thelonious Monk's tune, Monk's Dream, is one of the more innovative tracks on this CD.
I dream of a life that was pure and true. I dream of a job only I could do. One man beside me, we'd be a team. Man, that was my dream. I knew it was music I had to play. I dream when I played, I would play my way. Too fast, making children boo-boo and to dreams. That was a view. All through life, I'd be true. Fortune would come my way. Struggling to get by, trying to never lie, meaning exactly what I say. I dream I had fame and a life sublime. I dream I meet prince in the sands of time. Smack dab at a spotlight, bathed in its beam. Man, that was my dream.
Steve, there are 16 groups represented on the Twin Cities Jazz Sampler Volume 3. Is there anything that unifies jazz in the Twin Cities?
The short answer is no. From a purely musical perspective, to my ear, I don't discern anything uniquely Minnesota about, for example, all of these tracks that you're hearing. But what there is a Minnesota vibe to this music, definitely. And we have a vibrant jazz scene in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota in general. If there's a Minnesota sound or a Minnesota vibe, it's that of we have many active, cohesive ensembles that express themselves in unique and individual ways. And I'm not sure that there's so many active and vibrant individual ensembles releasing material like this in other jazz communities. Maybe in New York City, yes. But if you take a comparative city the size of Minneapolis and St. Paul, or a state the size of Minnesota, I think we're well above the trend in the number of cohesive and active groups releasing commercial products.
Well, and active culture means everybody's thinking and creating and pushing each other, and it has a positive aesthetic effect. Steve, you included something by the Steve Kenny Quartet, and you'll be performing at the Black Dog, one of the groups, on the 23rd of November. Which tune of your group did you pick?
One of my favorite tracks on that is a mashup of a Thelonious Monk tune and a Sonny Rollins tune, and it's called Air Monk.
What do you love about this track?
I like the compositional technique that I took to create that tune. I actually used scissors and scotch tape. I'll say scotch tape because we live in Minnesota. And a giant poster board, and I cut up pieces of the printed music of these two jazz standards and alternated phrases, taping the actual snippets of musical material onto the pasteboard, one phrase from each tune followed by a phrase from the other tune, and with some fudging here and there, I ended up with a cohesive tune that incorporates both the spirit of both of those tunes.
Kenny Quartet and Air Monk. The group shares the bill with Lila Ammons and the Ted Olson Quintet Saturday night, November 23rd at 7:30 at the Black Dog in St. Paul. It's all to celebrate the release of the Twin Cities Jazz Sampler Volume 3. For information about tickets, the web address is blackdogstpaul.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.